There may be a new prime minister residing at 10 Downing Street, but there's at least one resident who's staying on, Larry the Cat. Catch the kitty lingering on the sidewalk at a Boris Johnson press scrum sometime soon. I mention Larry because some of us here in the World Newsroom have felines on our mind. Here's the World's Lucy Martirosian with more.
Forget Boris Johnson. The question I'm wondering about, is Larry the Cat declawed? I'm asking because New York just became the first state in the U.S. to officially ban the practice of declawing cats. And I wanted to know how the U.S. compares to the rest of the world, starting with the U.K. Prime Minister's housemate. You can imagine how surprised the press office at 10 Downing Street was today when I called to ask about Larry's claws. But with the new Prime Minister, they haven't gone back to me. So I called up International Cat Care, a feline charity in the UK, instead.
He definitely won't be declawed.
This is Claire Besant, the chief executive of International Cat Care. She confirmed that Larry the Cat is not and will not be declawed.
So he was a rehomed cat, an unwanted cat at one point who went into a shelter and then came from there, I think, to help keep the mice down as much as anything else. Yeah. I think they have mice.
That's Sarah Ellis, who also works at the charity.
He is number 10's cat, not the Prime Minister's cat, so I imagine he will be staying.
In the US, many of us keep our cats indoors, and that means a lot of us declaw our cats to protect our furniture. Whereas in the UK and much of Europe, cats generally spend more time outdoors, and they need their claws for hunting and self-defense. Sarah Ellis says most Brits wouldn't declaw their cats even if it weren't illegal.
I think a lot of UK citizens wouldn't necessarily know that it is a procedure that could be done.
No.
They wouldn't. There would be no demand from cat owners to the vets asking to have this procedure done, whereas I believe in the US there's more demand from owners. So there are many vets that don't necessarily want to do it because they recognise from welfare reasons it's not the right thing to do.
It's not just a claw that's being removed. Declawing means cutting to the first joint, removing some of the bone and nerve. Some experts compare it to cutting off a bit of your finger. Claire Besant says it's something that International Cat Care has been talking about since the 1950s.
We've been here since 1958, and I think as a charity, declawing was something which we came out against at a very early time. And I think perhaps quite a lot of the animal charities became very outspoken to try and get it changed. So we had a drive to do that.
And that drive is really just catching on in the US.
It's cruel, it's barbaric, it's inhumane, and it's unnecessary.
That's New York Assembly member Linda Rosenthal. She championed the anti-cat declawing legislation in her state. It took 5 years to pass, and she says it's still controversial. But several other states, including Massachusetts, are looking into following New York's lead. And that might be good news for cats around the country. For The World, I'm Lucy Martirosian.